Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Dear Dr. Sala, wrote a friend of Guidelines, I have a question that has been bothering me for a long time. How do I know I can claim a promise of Scripture when, in the context, it is given or spoken to someone else? Our friend went on to quote Mark 11:24, a great promise where Jesus said, Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Friend, have you ever read something in the Bible and wondered, does that promise have my name on it? Well, the issue is valid, especially if you are interested in laying hold of the promises of God. First, it is true that certain promises were made to specific individuals under circumstances not to be repeated. For example, when Abraham and Sarah were old, well beyond the age of childbearing, God gave them a promise of a son. Question: should individuals today in their 80s buy a home near an elementary school and pray for a child? Expecting the miraculous every time you pray is neither supported by the promise of Scripture nor by the deposits we make in our bank accounts. The following are guidelines that will better help you understand the promises of God's Word. Guideline number one, ask, was this promise given to a specific individual or group of people, or is it a general promise that I can claim personally? Now, some promises were given to specific persons, yet they are consistent with the nature and the will of God. These strengthen and encourage you. They help you to understand there is no respect of persons with God. The desire of the Father's heart is to help strengthen and sustain His children. It's the same in all ages. Now, the Old Testament is full of such promises. Guideline number two, interpret the promises of Scripture in light of Scripture. For example, Paul told a Roman jailer to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and he would be saved. It's valid to claim that promise because it is consistent with other promises in the Bible. Guideline 3. Ask, is what I'm praying about consistent with what God has already revealed as His will in Scripture? If so, you can hold on to that promise and ask God to honor it. Guideline 4. When you pray, ask in faith and leave the issue in God's hands. God always gives His best, said missionary Hudson Taylor, to those who leave the choice to Him. A final thought. It's absolutely amazing how God does something as you trust Him in simple childlike faith. Repeatedly, I have seen this happen in the house churches of China among the ranks of those who never saw a Bible commentary in all their lives. They simply read the word and it said, yes. And they said, I believe that. Please do it for me, God. And you know something? God did. At times, no matter what you believe, you are right. Believe that God will do what He says, and He does. Believe that a promise is not valid for you, and you're right too. Years ago, Hop Hadley, a man who had been saved from a drunkard's grave, preached at a rescue mission on the text, He who gathers not with me scatters abroad, the words of Jesus, but he misread it. With scalding tears, he preached that he who gathered not with Jesus Christ scratched a board in hell for all eternity. You know something? He pled with men with tears in his eyes to come to Christ. People got saved too. Thank God He takes pity on His children.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.